Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
What do you think is the biggest difference between children and adults? Aside from the colorful clothes and cheerful laughter, adults, on the whole, take everything much more seriously than children. Think about it. If a child falls, they stand up again and continue playing. But if an adult falls, it becomes a failure, an embarrassment, and a weight they have to bear. There's a reason why the term adult conversations is often synonymous with boredom and dullness. It's true that once you leave Neverland, you have more responsibility, which makes it necessary for you to become more serious. But what if you could still keep some of the childlike joy? What would that look like? What if the secret to high performance in your work didn't come from a strong sense of responsibility, but from the feeling of joy and play? Gallup's 2013 study correlated age groups with the frequency of smiling and laughing. Over 1 million participants across 166 countries were asked, "Did you smile or laugh a lot yesterday?" For participants between 16 and 23, the answer was yes. After age 23, the answer was no. According to this study, we don't start smiling as much again until after we turn 70, which seems like a long time to wait to have a bit more fun in our lives. This study raises several questions. Why do we stop smiling and laughing? What impact does this have on our well-being and performance? Can we change this? We seem to stop smiling and laughing because the work environment tends to be serious and doesn't encourage laughter, even less so now that a lot of work is remote. Unless you're a comedian, humor isn't often associated with professionalism and competence, even though a 2017 Robert Half survey found that 91% of executives believe that a sense of humor is important for career advancement. Daniel Goleman, an author and psychologist, explains in his book Primal Leadership that pleasant emotions, the ones generated through humor, function like oil on the cogs of our brain and stimulate mental efficiency. Humor and pleasant emotions enable people to show greater flexibility in their thinking and better understand complex information. As it turns out, humor and high performance go hand in hand. If you feel great, your work will be great. Each time you laugh, you release your feel-good hormones, oxytocin and dopamine, and your stress hormone, cortisol, decreases. Laughter also enhances your memory. If you laugh as you learn something, you're far more likely to remember it. Do you still recall that learning from 10 years ago when you had a good laugh? That's because your brain was feeling great and soaking up the information. So, how can you add humor to your workplace? First, don't try to force yourself to be a stand-up comedian. Start by taking things less seriously and personally. It's about being able to smile when something surprising happens and seeing the positive side of different situations, good and bad. Humor comes when we're more relaxed and have connected deeply with the people we are with. It's something that naturally arises when we are calm, grounded, and connected. Games and gamification are another way in through the door of humor, because they add some playfulness to the otherwise mundane and serious nature of day-to-day work. If you're looking to boost your performance at work, perhaps it's not about setting more SMART goals and ambitious OKRs. Maybe it's as simple as incorporating more play and laughter into your day and encouraging your peers to do the same. It will definitely be great for your soul, and chances are it'll be great for your work, too.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.